answered, I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priest handed you over to me. What have you done? Jesus answered, My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here. So Pilate said to him, Then you are a king. Jesus answered, You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
Most of you have heard the expression, the truth will set you free. And here we have Pontius Pilate, the governor of Palestine. And he's there face to face with the Lord of the universe. Jesus, who came into this world to save souls, and one of the souls he was to save was Pontius Pilate. But Pilate is agitated because he found himself in a difficult situation that the Pharisees put him in. Put him in with Jesus. But Jesus, being there after already going 12 hours to his passion, his eyes full of love towards Pontius Pilate, hoping to bring him closer to him so he can recognize him. But Pilate doesn't recognize him. Pilate should recognize the king, the God in Jesus, and bring him to his heart, the God he's always been searching for, but he doesn't. And why? Well, Jesus himself gives the explanation for why Pontius stayed away. He says, everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. In this sentence, Jesus teaches us the secret to the intimacy with God. Whoever is led by the truth finds Jesus and listens to God, obeys God, and does his will. But to follow the truth requires humility, and this is one of the things that happened. What happened to Pontius Pilate also, the lack of humility, is to recognize that God is king, that we have to obey God, that we are not gods, that we are not our own makers, that we have somebody superior to us. See, our fallen human nature tends to lead us to our pride and to the bond of selfishness. But it's not easy, because we have to give up our control to God and accept the truth that He is our Lord and He is our King. That's why it takes us from us courage to be closer to God. But like I said, you have to be humble, you know, to be open to that. But the world today leads us away from that. The world today makes us look like, hey, what's in it for me? What do I get out of it? I don't have to listen to anybody. I can do whatever I want. I'm free. And that's why sometimes, you know, we pray and we ask God for things, but because we don't accept His truth, we wonder why God doesn't answer our prayers. Now, I'm pretty sure many of you have been witnesses to miracles or who had miracles happen in their lives. Raise your hand. Anybody had a miracle or witnessed a miracle in their lives? Okay. That shows you, when you witness a miracle happens to you, that God is present. God is still here. In my past parish at St. Anne's in Haines City, everybody knows from Easter Sunday, the priest goes around with holy water and sprinkles everybody at Mass. Well, there was a couple who came to the Mass, and the husband, the next day, was going to have an operation. He had a growth in his nose that was cancerous and had to be removed. And he was at Mass, he was praying to God that when they removed the growth, that all the cancer would be gone with it. So he was praying. Well, the father went around throwing, you know, holy water on everyone, and some got in his face. And, well, you know, he wiped off his glasses, wiped off his face, and kept on going with the Mass. Well, he went to sleep that night. The next morning he got up, went to the bathroom, brushed his teeth and all that. When he looked in the mirror, the growth was gone from his face. He went to his bedroom, and under by his pillow, the growth had fallen off. Now, we all know that growth on your face does not come off. It has to be surgically removed. And he realized that God answered even more what he asked for, because he had only asked to make sure that when they removed the growth, that the cancer, they remove all the cancer. But God showed him that nothing is impossible for him, and his growth fell off. See, God wants to do miracles in all our lives, but for that to happen, we have to accept the truth. That's why I say the truth will set you free, and the only way to be free is to humble yourself to God, to hand over to him all your concerns, to know that he is the one that's really controlling our lives. And if we do that, and we humble ourselves to God, and we believe in his truth, God will always be there with us. Let us pray. Oh God, help us to believe in your truth always. Help us always to follow your Son, to accept what you tell us to do, to be a witness to you in the world, and that your truth would always set us free. Amen.